Dictation for Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Cook, C-O-O-K, June 24, 54. Addresses a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, follow-up for Mrs. Cook, advanced renal failure. Last visit, May, comes accompanied with family member, no hospital admission. Her psychiatry disorder appears to be well controlled. She lives alone, but family helps. She is hard of hearing with bilateral AIDS, stable edema, trying to do low salt, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine or decreased volume, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. They already have done a pre-dialysis class. Next paragraph, medication list review on vitamin D125. Has not needed any blood pressure medicines. Today weight 140, blood pressure 122/84. She's at her baseline. Activity, speech, without respiratory distress. There is developmental disability, as well as underlying bipolar disorder, prior lithium exposure, schizoaffective disorder on treatment. Respiratory cardiovascular appears okay, overweight of the abdomen, minor edema, no cellulitis, able to move for extremities. Next paragraph, chemistry is October creatinine 1.8, which appears to be baseline. Present GFR 30 has been also in the upper 20s, stage 3 to 4, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, anemia 10.9. There is a liver ultrasound reported as normal with normal spleen, no ascites. She's known to have a small kidneys, 8.7 right, 9.5 left without obstruction, no reported urinary retention. Liver function test, previously high, back to normal, although persisting elevation of the alkaline phosphatase. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 to 4, presently stable, no symptoms, no dialysis. Already pre-dialysis class is done. We do AV fistula for GFR less than 20. We start dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. None of them apply. Next number, developmental disability. Next number, bilateral small kidneys, no obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, bipolar disorder, schizoaffective, prior lithium, clinically stable. Next number, anemia. EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, elevated alkaline phosphatase. No evidence of anatomical abnormalities on liver ultrasound, ascites, portal hypertension, or enlargement of the spleen. Tracing white blood cell and platelet counts are normal. I will do an ISO enzyme of the alkaline phosphatase, as this can also be related to bone issues associated to renal failure. All issues discussed, come back on the next 5 months, end of dictation.